are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we look at issues of the Voice of Prophecy lesson, our conversation this week says, how do we face the death of a loved one? Now, the fears that we naturally struggle with in the face of death become especially acute when a loved one dies. You know, death is always something terrible. But even as it is further away, it is just as terrible. What more when it is right at home? The sense of loss and the sense of loneliness can actually be quite overwhelming. And everyone, sadly, must go through this process if Christ doesn't come any sooner. Let's talk about that and let's have a conversation around those details. We want to hear your thoughts as well as we discuss together. Let's hear your experiences. How have you dealt with it? Talk to us on +27 73 470 3520. That number again, +27 73 470 3520. So try to make sense of it all and try to say, how do we deal when a loved one is lost? Joining us in conversation is going to be my elder Dumisani Moyo, who's going to be sharing with us this afternoon. Let's get straight to that discussion. Mdala, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Hello.
Hi, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
No, doing okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to chat to us and the listeners. Trusting that we find you well. The weekend was good.
Mine was well. How about you?
No, we're okay. Thank you so much. We are okay this side. Now, we are looking at this subject, and thank you once again for joining us. The Voice of Prophecy lesson, where we're saying how to face the death of a loved one. Let's look at that. What are the different ways that people cope with the pain of death?
So, you know, when I was asked whether we'd be able to discuss about this topic of death, it's something that it's a fear for all of us, but me specifically, because I've actually faced the death of an older brother when he was quite young. Mm. Mm-hmm. And also of a father. So I know what this is like when it comes to dealing with death and especially of one who is close to us. And I'm sure, Derek, you've also faced the same. So it's something that all of us can relate to as long as we're human. It's something that we can all relate to. But how we deal with it, with so many of us, it's different. But I know I'll say from my experience, some turn to, you know, trying to cope with it in different ways, maybe trying to self-medicate. Mm-hmm. Some have even gone to alcohol. Some have shut themselves away from the world. Some isolate themselves, and some even harm themselves in so many different ways. And, sadly, one of the other ways that people try to cope with it is trying to contact these dead loved ones. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we see even in the Bible, where Saul was so distressed by the by the death of, trying to look for answers from Samuel. And he said, Samuel's not here anymore. And he tried to communicate with the soul. And, you know, this is sadly, we think that maybe that's just something that happened back then. But in desperation, some even turn to that, even today.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is a tough one, and it is all trying to cope, right? And maybe you've already started speaking to that idea of how people try to make contact with loved ones, or sometimes try to console themselves, you know, they are in a better place and so forth. What does the Bible say about trying to make contact with loved ones? Does it speak to that? Is it something wrong with that, especially considering that, like you're saying, they're no longer here?
So this is something that many would actually go like, okay, but then what does the Bible actually say about where our loved ones are? That's one of the things that we wonder about. But one thing we know for sure, whether we believe that they go straight to heaven or to another place or where they go to, one thing is for sure that the Bible says very clearly is this in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 19. When they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? The idea being there that, or there's even other verses that then say, not seek out mediums. Do not seek out those who whisper and mutter to those who what they call familiar spirits. Don't seek them out. There's even in Deuteronomy where it says that if you find such a person in the midst of the camp, even get to the point of stoning. So even if, whichever way you look at it, to say that, oh, okay, let's say, even though the Bible does not say that the dead are looking down on us now, which I guess we can continue that stuff.
Yeah.
If you believe that they are alive, or if they are somehow watching us now, the Bible is clear. God says, do not seek them out. Don't go looking for answers from them. Should we not be seeking out God rather than seeking out people? Yeah. Now, I understand the separation is hard. The separation is tough, especially when it's someone who we love and someone who we sought out for counsel, someone who we went to for comfort, someone who was a pillar in our own life. It's hard, but let us not go seeking out for the dead. Yeah. Rather, let us go to the Lord, our God, the Creator, the one who gives us comfort in what he actually says about how we go about dealing with the dead. Not communicating with him, but he does give other ways in which we can be comforted.
There are other ways to be comforted. I want to just circle back to that point, Dana, if you don't mind. What if I'm not doing it for communication's sake? What if it's more for therapy? That, I mean, you know, like how people write in diaries, dear diary, such and such happened. I'm not expecting any, if the diary is going to say to me, oh, I'm so sorry, Dumi, I think you're going to be running from that diary to say, hey, why are you not talking to me? But there's therapy, it's therapeutic to air out your thoughts. And what if I'm doing that, that as I go to that graveside, as I sleep by my bedside and I remember my dead loved one, and then I start speaking as I'm speaking to them. In my mind, I know for a fact these are dead. They're not even hearing what I'm saying. I believe fully the state of the dead, that they are resting in the grave waiting for Christ to come. But I'm just uttering this for my sake, for my consolation, for my spirit, for my curing. It's cathartic to me. Will that still be considered wrong?
So that's a very interesting one, because I've also seen many people post maybe on their social media, even people who believe that, no, on social media to say, no, but you know what, they post as if they're speaking to the person who
today
is
you
gone.
Passed away, you know what, as I remember your day and so forth and so forth. Yeah.
To be honest with you, Derek, that's there's a lot that can be said on this. I don't want to tackle from a point of view of, okay,
of
what
opinion.
About in this situation, what about in this situation? Let's deal with it from the principle.
Yeah, okay.
If for the reason that they're saying that, no, the reason why I do it is for the peace of mind. I like the fact, or for to heal this pain that I have, like speaking to them because I miss them. I don't believe that they're alive. I mean, sure, we can look at it from that point of view, but we should remember what the actual truth is. What we're trying to do is get to the point of healing, and trying to get past the anguish of death. And yes, people express it in different ways. Yes, they may write a diary. Am I going to say that no? You should stop that, because it could lead one thing to another. Because, well, let's be honest, sometimes it can.
Yeah,
but let's get straight down to it. What is it that we're really supposed to be seeking in the first place? Because I believe we shouldn't look at it from the point of view of what we shouldn't do, but from the view of what we should do.
Okay.
So yes, I mean, if at times they decide to write in diary, or that's what I can't say. Stop that. But I will say this one thing that is for sure. Please remember that our loved ones are indeed resting in Christ, not looking down on us or even hearing our words. There is something that really does heal the soul, and that is going to Christ about it. So if we feel like we need to talk to our loved ones, I feel that, yes, fine, that's where our thoughts would go first of all. I've thought of the same. I'm saying this from experience. I'm not saying this from talking down.
Okay. It's
but
not theory.
There is more healing in going to Christ, in actually going to him and saying, listen, I missed my loved ones. I really do. You know, it's not one of those things like I'm not trying to be a medium. I'm not trying to be a wizard. I don't even want to start from there. But Lord, help me. I do miss my loved ones, and I need you to fill in that space for me. What I will say is this: spending time communicating with Christ is actually the healthiest way. Am I saying that is the first thing we go to? But usually is not. That's the reason why this is a lesson. It should help us to be able to recognize that the healthiest way is to be able to spend time communicating with Christ.
Grieving, he understands most.
In the hands
certainly.
Of the one who knows us best, who knew our loved ones best, remembering the resurrection day. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, that's the story chapter 4 that says, comfort one another with these words, saying that when Christ comes and wakes up those who died in Christ, they will precede us. And then we are alive. Hopefully we'll be alive when Christ comes, I believe so.
Yeah.
We will be caught up together with them in the air. And we will be together forever with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Why did he use those words? Comfort? Because we need that comfort. Yeah. God is not ignorant of our pain.
I like that, because it's saying in the solutions that you try to then pursue to find comfort, don't look for whether you can just go there and sit at the gravesite and cry, or whether you can go there and mumble some words and buy flowers. No, no, no. He's saying the way you comfort one another is to use these words. Which words? We will meet again one day. And I think that's a profound way to look at it, to say, hey, the best way you can mourn a loved one is to live righteously so that you can meet them again when Christ comes again. I think that's such a beautiful way to bring
so hope. I love the way that you put that. I think that's a really good way to put it, to say, the best way to grieve is to then say, no, it's just bye for now. When our Savior comes, we will meet again.
I love that. I love that. We will definitely meet again. Dada, maybe let me wrap it up with finding your perspective. When you consider the issues we're dealing with here, one danger, and I'm just going to ask maybe in a minute or so your thoughts, the danger that comes through from trying to, even if it's innocent, quote unquote, just, you know, like to bring a level of comfort to myself because I speak to them, that what will happen is that's an opportunity for the enemy, right? Spiritualism, where he can then find yourself, you're getting responses. Right, and this person who sounds like your loved one is now giving you comfort, and hardly will we say, hey, what's this voice I'm hearing in my head, or who's this I'm seeing when I sleep, you know? And seldom do we then jump at that, because this is a familiar face. At the end of the day, we're finding comfort in that, and then we start using words like, no, I see them, they haven't left me. Can't you know the enemy is utilizing that space? I think, I don't know what your take would be in the danger that comes from trying to speak to our loved ones even though they have slept, even if it's as innocent as we think it is.
So I'll tackle it. You give me 1 minute. What I'll do is I'll tackle it from a personal perspective.
Okay.
I, like I said, I've lost loved ones before. And the funny thing is, you don't want to open the door for Satan to come in through someone who we used to know.
Okay.
For example, there have been times where my father will show up in a dream, and this is just me personally. Will show up in a dream, and you start going like, but then, and the things that are said, and even the walk, the talk is exactly the same. And you start to think, you know, if, and then he says words that I know that this has nothing to do with what God would comfort me with. And that's the only thing that stops me from going off the deep end, is the fact that I know the word of the, this is not the word of God that's coming out of this person's mouth. This is, but then if it was not for that, I'm telling you, Derek, personally, I know that I would have gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
To say that, you know, the words are so comforting. The words are so, the feeling is so comforting, but one step leads to another. And that's what the enemy does.
He
just gets in that little crack that he knows that I can get her or him through their grieving. But recognize that, yes, there may be that pain, but do not sin in the pain. There's no need
Amen.
to.
Amen.
Even in desperation of saying, you know what, I miss this person, do not go off the deep end of saying, because once you come away and take that one step out, go seeking out these spirits, it's one step
Yeah.
leads on to the next,
Into the next,
leads on to the
certainly.
next,
And it
until
feels so
you look
natural.
around and realize I've walked so far away from
Hey,
God.
hey.
But God, remember, we're never too far away from Him. If this
Amen.
is
Amen.
calling out to you to say, you know what, you may have sought that out, stop now and turn
Amen.
around. And if you will turn around from what you're doing, if you repent, He is faithful and just to forgive us,
Oh,
and
yes.
He accepts it. So
Wow.
please do not think that then I've already gone down this path, that means I'm doomed.
I'm
No,
done. Let me
you're
just
not.
continue. Certainly, certainly. Well, thank you so much, Mdala. A beautiful way to wrap up our lesson. There is always a way to come back, but the best way to do it is to communicate with Jehovah. Speak to Him. Let Him be your comfort. I mean, He gave us His Spirit, did He not? Matthew 5 says that we're actually blessed when we mourn because He will comfort us. Thank you, Mdala. Until we chat again tomorrow, have a blessed day further.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.